The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 298, Rendezvous in Baku.
Let me get my head around this. You saw Alex leave and decided to follow him.
Like I said, sir, I was a bit restless. I know some nice establishments to visit, so I left.
And by coincidence, Alex was leaving at the same time.
Couldn't believe it.
And neither can I. I thought we agreed not to follow him.
Well, it sounds like the damage has been done. So, Slane, you actually saw him make contact with the Russian vendor?
I did. They talked for a while, and then he left.
How do you know he wasn't shopping or maybe following up on our meeting with him?
I don't. I just thought it was curious he went straight to the Russian.
For now, keep this to yourself. For one thing, I don't want Alex knowing that we followed him. And also, want to give him the opportunity to explain what is going on.
If we suddenly get notified that a Russian ship is passing by, loaded with weapons for Iran, well then we'll know.
In the meantime, we need to finish checking our remaining personnel.
Do you think you can convince Alex to tell us who his informant is? He seems pretty insistent on protecting them.
I'll talk to him about it. Since we've been tasked with checking out everyone, including the ambassador, then his source has to be checked out as well.
Agreed. His source doesn't need to know we were looking at him. But surely Alex would agree that everyone needs to be screened.
He's coming. Not a word about your suspicions.
So that's what I'll do then. I'll recheck local nationals that work here. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yes, and make sure cross-referencing everything outside the jobs that they might have.
I see you're still hard at it.
Ah, we've just about exhausted everything possible, except one thing.
And that would be?
Your source. Now, I know you want to protect whoever it is, but it is a potential leak.
Agent Simon, you've used sources before. You know how fragile they can be. If they thought for one minute that someone was checking them out, that would be it.
Yes, I know how things work. That is why my proposal to you is for me and me alone to investigate them. I would be the only one and I would keep a low profile. Your source doesn't need to know anything. A quick background check and that would be done.
You know I've already done that.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. But you know as well as I do that if we are going to check everyone out, that means check everyone.
All right. Give me about 10 minutes, then meet me in my office.
He didn't seem to be very pleased with you.
No doubt.
Are you really going to check him out, or her out, by yourself?
I think it's best to do it that way. If, however, I find something, I'll bring you both on board.
We had explored all the avenues in this case, and it came down to getting the market owners to talk. I felt the best plan I had was to make them think about it overnight in a jail cell, separated from each other. I got some much-needed rest. I managed to talk to Jim about his case and Pappy's. I was really surprised to hear that Kolkoff met with John at the National Mall in D.C. and that Pappy's man was somewhere there too. It seemed like all of our cases were blending into one. I went to work the next morning and interviewed Mr. and Mrs. Lee for a final attempt at getting them to talk.
So, how did it go with the interview?
I think very interesting would be a good description.
Really? What made it so?
Right off the bat, I got English not so good. Why are we here?
Oh yeah, we get that all the time with the Hispanic community. Most of our patrols have a Spanish-speaking officer with them for that very reason. So what did they do when you started speaking Chinese?
It really caught them off guard. There was a lot of stuttering and stammering. I think it finally sunk in that they couldn't stall anymore.
Did you offer them a deal?
I eventually got around to it. Once they fully understood the charges against them and the fact that they were facing significant time away from each other, they started singing like canaries.
Did you get anything useful?
How about a list of the Lees' usual hangouts?
I'd say that was a good start.
These are the most recent places they stayed.
These all look like motels.
Miami's finest. Let's plot these on our situation map. Okay, the first one is here.
And this one isn't too far from that. It's right here.
And our third prospect is here. Can you run a check and see if these locations have had any police reports associated with them?
Yeah, I can run a search on them. Hold on.
Interestingly enough, all three have quick access to I-95. I guess they want to be close in case they have to make a run for it.
That's what it looks like. Okay, this first motel was the site of a prostitution sting last month. Motel 2 did have a drug deal sting a month ago. I don't see anything on this third one.
Then that's the first one I'd check. It could be they were at those other two when those stings went down, so they went to a motel where nothing was happening.
That makes sense. So we'll make this our first stop. So, up for a little stakeout?
It beats sitting around here waiting for something to happen. Kate Hawk?
Kate, this is Pappy. How's your case coming along?
I was just about to go scout out a possible location for the Lees. I managed to get the market owners to give them up.
That's great. With any luck, you'll have those two in steel bracelets by nightfall. I want to let you know we got soil samples from Meredith's car, and the soil matched soil at the National Mall. So we know the car was here. And since the soil was found in both the front floorboards and the back ones, we can assume all three were on the mall at one time.
That sure does tie in with Operation Ralph. It looks more and more like we'll be meeting all together in D.C. before this is over.
Without a doubt. Maybe we can wrap this up and all go to dinner. Except for Sam. We'll have to send him ahead so we can get a head start.
I hear that. Okay. We're getting ready to roll out. Let me know if anything new develops.
I certainly will, and you do the same.
Well, that was a surprisingly quiet night.
I know. I was expecting something to happen all night, but I didn't hear a peep.
Apparently, they only had one plan, and when it failed, they gave up.
Morning, all. So, do you think they gave up?
It appears that way.
Like you said, Jaffra, once they blew it, it was time to head back to the bar and throw down a few cold ones.
That's what we were discussing.
The fact we were under attack tells me Hanukkah is definitely still here.
Oh, he's here all right. I've picked up a couple of radio transmissions.
But I don't think they'll go back to the bar since we shut it down.
Sure, but I think we need to go and retrieve their Robo 2 unit. I don't want Hanukkah going back and rebooting it.
Sounds like a good idea. It does, after all, belong to the IDF. Gabby, you and Marco go retrieve it. Joe Mac, you go too. That unit is pretty heavy.
Okay. Now we're going to do something you two probably have no experience in doing.
What's that?
Pick up a woman.
Oh, ouch. Gabby, no one stung a bit.
Ah, she's not real. It'll be good practice.
You tell them, Gabby.
There's two of them and five of us, and we're still outnumbered.
Where are those three headed?
They're going back to the bar to retrieve the Robo 2 droid.
Maybe Georgia can access its memory files and reprogram it.
I'm not sure what kind of firewall Hanukkah put up. She'd have to bypass it somehow.
I'm sure she could figure it out. So, what's the plan now?
For now, we'll maintain watch over the ship until they return. From there, we'll see how Georgia does with bypassing Gracie's firewall. That unit might be holding valuable information on Hanukkah and his guard.
I want to check out this robotic killing machine that almost took us out.
I'll go back with you.
I'll head back on board.
Did it look like it had good aim?
Not at all. We suspected it was remotely controlled right away. When Georgia said the only heat signature was the muzzle flash, we knew for sure. It's right over here.
This thing looks like a miniature tank.
There's a serial number on the side here. It says Model MG1A. Figures.
What?
It's part of the IDF arsenal. Another captured IDF piece that tried to kill us.
We need to do something with it. Otherwise, the locals will try to use it again.
I'll have Georgia research the model and assist us in making a remote control for it, so we can load it onto the ship. We'll take it back to Baldabar, along with the robo unit.
Going back for Jaffra.
Go for Jaffra.
We've recovered Gracie. It looks like the place has been cleaned out. Either Hanukkah or his guard came to check on their unit, and then resupplied or the locals raided the place.
Take some time and search the premises thoroughly. They may have more IDF property hidden there.
Will do.
So, Captain, are you absolutely sure that's an IDF mechanized machine gun?
Yes, I recognized it right away, and the serial number confirmed it. Georgia, I'm sending you the model number of the self-propelled gun. I need to come up with some kind of remote.
I monitored your conversation with Pilot Liam. I am working on it.
Very well. Advise me when you have a solution.
We monitored your conversation with Jomak. I'm willing to bet that Hanukkah went to the bar when we were under attack to see what was wrong with Gracie. While he was there, he and his guard went on a shopping spree.
That's our best guess. He may have been looking for spare parts too.
I don't think spare parts will fix it. Sure, he can replace the power pack, but replacing circuit boards and wiring? Well, that'll take more than what they can find anywhere in this town.
If we can get a way to remotely control a machine gun, we could load it onto the ship. Maybe there's a finder's fee for it.
I doubt it. It's been out of the inventory for several years. It was replaced by a laser unit. Nevertheless, it can be useful, and we'd at least get it out of the hands of these rebels.
Captain Nate, I have all the data I need. I will be able to control this unit and get it on board.
Excellent. Proceed. Store it in Bay 3. Liam, head down to Bay 3 and secure it once Georgia gets it in place.
Aye, Captain.
Well, that was interesting.
What was interesting? The way my software can read lips and translate? Or what they plan to do?
Neither one. It's interesting how they can get away with charging so much for two drinks and fries. That's roadway robbery.
I think you might mean highway robbery. And yeah, it's a matter of supply and demand. If you're hungry from all the museum tours, it's the only thing available, aside from the big cafeteria, and they're pretty high too.
Wait, there's a big cafeteria close by? Forget the museum tours. I'd like a tour of this cafeteria.
Hey, Mr. Pyramid, I didn't expect you to get back to me so soon. What you got?
I've been in touch with our one IDF plant in the Secret Service. Plans are underway to fabricate a threat to the President. Kolkoff will see that some action has been taken. Let John know that plans are underway just in case Kolkoff contacts him for an update. Moving forward, we will continue our daily monitoring of the main bridges into DC.
Well, as soon as you see a development, let me know. I'm sure Pappy and Scarlet will want to read in. Their suspect, McMillan, has been tied to Operation Ralph, so they have a vested interest in this.
I will contact Pappy directly. Do you have anything yet on Van Buren?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
His car is still at the lab, but I don't think we'll get anything new. We had a forensics team go through his apartment, and it's as if nobody had ever even lived there.
Which tells me this guy's either a pro, or he had a team helping him.
Whatever the case, we haven't come up with anything yet. He's still at large.
Now he can't hide forever. He may show up the day the bridges are scheduled to be destroyed.
For our sake, I hope we catch him before that. All right, just make sure McMillan knows that the Secret Service has been alerted. Other than that, happy hunting.
All right, talk to you soon.
So, the plan is in progress. Do you think the Secret Service will take enough precautionary actions that Kolkoff will notice? I mean, after all, the word secret is part of their name.
I'm betting someone has eyes on the White House, so... yeah, I think he'll know.
Did I hear you talking to Pyramid?
Yeah, Sam and I just got back. I was able to use my lip-reading software and eavesdrop on Kolkoff and McMillan.
Really? That's a handy tool to have. What'd you learn?
Well, Kolkoff wants John to alert the Secret Service that there's a threat to the President.
I take it that it's a diversionary tactic.
Yeah, they want local authorities to focus on the White House while they attack the bridges and eventually the Internet Hub Center here in D.C.
And we learned that if you want to spend a day touring museums, you better bring your own lunch or a fat wallet.
Yeah, Sam focuses on the important stuff.
Hey, I try.
So have you gotten anywhere with your search for Mr. Sunglasses?
His apartment was clean. His car, however, has soil traces that put him in D.C.
And of course, traces of Bigfoot hair.
Say what?
They found hair strands that do not match anything on file.
Fellow Hongans.
That's our best guess. I have a sneaking suspicion we won't find them until this Operation Ralph happens. I think when it does, it'll be one big family reunion.
And we'll be there to make sure they spend a lot of quality time together in prison.
Yes.
Slane here. Lenora is with me, and there's no one in the office.
Put me on speaker so Lenora can hear.
I can hear all right. Slane and I are sharing earbuds.
Well, isn't that cozy? Do you need to extend our time here?
No, you're joking, but I'm not laughing. So what's the situation there?
As I suspected, Alex has returned to the market. I'm following him now.
Sir, what will you do if you spot him?
I'll turn it around and ask him what he's doing here. If he presses me, I'll say that I wanted to check with the Russian vendor to see if he had any leads on some military antiques.
So what's he doing now?
Nothing much. He's casually walking around.
Are you in the first market we visited?
Yes. I thought for sure that he would go directly to the Russian bazaar. All he's doing right now is browsing and looking at merchandise.
He did say that he's an avid collector.
Still, I think he would normally go antique hunting during working hours. It makes me think that he's on some sort of mission.
A mission? What sort of mission?
I don't know. Maybe trading secrets with the Russians.
I know that you think that Alex is the mole, but I can't accept that yet. There's no evidence to suggest that he's the leak. In the meantime, you two need to complete the investigation on all the employees. Have you made any progress yet?
I'm about to finish with the third-party nationals employed here, even the janitorial staff. I do have one interesting candidate.
Oh, yes?
A female member of the cleaning staff that also cleans for the Belarus embassy.
That's very interesting. Belarus is a strong ally of Russia. In fact, I believe they allow Russians to launch missiles onto Ukraine from Belarus soil. I think you should concentrate on her.
That's my plan. She's the only connection to Russia I can find.
But we were wondering, in her position as a cleaning lady, how could she possibly affect any foreign policy?
Eyes and ears, Lenora. If she keeps them open, she can learn a lot. So let's keep an eye on her.
We'll do that. So, did you still see Alex?
Yes, he's on the move right now. I'm not sure exactly what he's doing. He really doesn't seem to be interested in buying anything.
A lot of times when you're antique, you're looking for a specific item, or you're judging who has the best prices.
Then he's doing a lot of pricing. Wait. He's stopped. And is talking with a vendor. I'm going to get closer.
Be careful that he doesn't see you.
Wait. I don't believe it.
Believe what?
Yeah, don't keep us in suspense.
He's talking to a vendor. It's Mika. She's just handed him something, and I don't think it was change.
The GPS shows that it's not too far.
I should have realized they would use a bed and breakfast. They have them all over Miami.
And this one is fairly close to I-95, which fits their modus operandi.
Listen to you spouting off Latin.
It's a legal term. My sister would be proud. That reminds me, I haven't talked to her in a while.
Hey sis, what's up? Is everything all right?
Everything's fine. Can't a girl call her sister?
Well, that girl is Kate Hawk. Yeah, it's unusual.
I know. I've always been deeply invested in my work, and I lose touch once in a while. I'm calling to see if there have been any new developments in the case.
Well, I think you're up to speed on everything. Have you talked to Jim recently?
We talked last night.
Then you're not aware that he followed McMillan to the National Mall, and was able to use his implant to record a conversation between John and Kalkoff.
What did he find out?
He found out Kalkoff wants John to create a diversion at the White House so they can proceed with Operation Ralph.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah, so how's it going with you and the Lees?
Ivan and I are on the way to a B&B. The market owners gave us the address. They said that's where the Lees were staying.
It's great. Maybe you'll get lucky and catch them, huh? I'm sure they're directly involved with this rage operation.
We're hoping so. We're pulling up to the B&B now. I'll let you know if there's any development.
Okay, sis. Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later. I hope so. I'm Detective Marchenko from Miami PD. This is my associate, Agent Kate Hawk from Homeland Security.
Homeland? This sounds a little serious. What can I do for you?
We're looking for this couple. Do you recognize them?
Yeah, I do. That's the Wongs. Really nice, quiet couple. Yeah, they come here a couple of times a year. Why? Are they in some sort of trouble?
Actually, we hope not. They're missing.
Missing? Well, they're not missing at all. They've been here for a couple of days. In fact, if you'd been here an hour earlier, you would have caught them.
Really? That's odd, because their family said that they were missing.
Did they give you any indication as to where they were headed?
Yeah, they said there was a problem with their business, and they were headed back to Baltimore. I don't understand why someone would think they're missing, but why the police or Homeland would be looking for them.
Their business was bombed, and they were nowhere to be found. We got a tip from a Chinese market that they often stayed here. So if they're headed back to Baltimore, I'm sure they're aware of what happened.
That would explain why they're in such a hurry. They even paid me for a whole week.
Well, thank you. You've given us everything we need to know.
Yes, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, not a problem. Good day.
Good call on saying they were missing.
I just couldn't take the chance that the landlord was part of the gang and knew what the real story was. And, if they weren't, I didn't want to alarm them that felons were renting here.
I can't believe those idiots destroyed Gracie. That was an exceptional robo-unit.
Are you sure it wasn't because she flattered you?
Well, that may have played a part in my admiration for her.
They did enough damage that I can't repair it. Now they are carting it off to their ship.
You know that they will take her back to Boldabar and the IDF will scrap her.
I doubt that will happen. They will merely upgrade Gracie and put her on another ship. The problem with droids is that you can remove their memory and replace it with new ones.
So without her assistance, how are we going to get out of here? She can't mobilize the mercenaries still here. We will have no defenses.
There is no need for panic. We have enough supplies to outlast them. If we have to wait, we have to wait.
Panic? I don't know the meaning of the word. Or the word fear. I just don't want to sit around here when I could be out raiding and pillaging.
If that's how you feel, you are more than welcome to sneak back to Gracie's bar and pillage to your heart's content.
I'm fine right here. If we run low on supplies, I'll be more than happy to pillage.
Hanukkah to Zardoz. Do you copy?
I am here. Have you established a secure place to hide?
Yes, we are quite safe. However, Jafra the Bounty Hunter and his crew are here and have destroyed my Robo 2 unit. Our attempts to disable his ship have not succeeded.
Then it is not a good day to be you.
I take no comfort in your attempt at humor.
Then why are you calling me? I thought you wanted to hide until things cleared out.
It's apparent that they are here to stay until we are captured. I want you to send a shuttle and land atop my complex.
Normally, I would be obliged, but sails are very strong. Get comfortable. There will be no rescue.
How long will Zardoz Mechanica wait? Will the Lees be stopped from their escaped attempts? Will Barnes' team and Pappy be able to stop Meredith and the Russian from carrying out their plans? And is Alex the mole? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Deception.